Hi, you're listening to Love in Limbo Land, the dating podcast for millennials.
Dating is hard, and we walk you through the experiences we've had, the experiences our guests have had, and what's going on in the world in general when it comes to dating and relationships.
And you may be wondering, who are we? My name is Kudzi, and I work in digital entertainment, and I love connecting to people who have stories that can inspire others to find love in their own lives. Whether it's crazy, a little bit ratchet, or just plain old simple, I love stories about love.
And I'm Tiffany. I wrote my master's thesis on online dating, and I've always been interested in commitment, relationships, and what it takes to find that long-lasting love we all crave.
On today's episode, we're talking attachment styles, how your attachment style impacts your relationship, because it impacts everything from partner selection to how well our relationships progress to, sadly, how they end. That's why it's really important to recognize your own attachment style and understand the strengths and vulnerabilities that it will bring to your relationship. So we're going to explore them live today, and Tiffany and I are going to decide which ones are ours. I think I'm, you know, in a more secure attachment style than she is.
Okay,
but we'll see how it is.
And I'm so secure. I'm like a bank.
Okay. And let us know what your style is. You can tweet us at Love in Limbo Land. Hit us on Facebook or Instagram at Love in Limbo Land, or our new website, loveinlimboland.com. We love you guys. Let's get into it. When did you hear about attachment styles, Tiffany?
I feel like everyone's been talking about this for the past like 2 years. I've heard everyone like, you should read the book Attached, where it tells you what style you are. It'll help you be better in relationships with friends, with family, with significant others. So I've been hearing about it for a while, but I still haven't read it and think I should because, you know, still single.
There's nothing wrong with being single. You need to stop.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with being single. It's fine.
Literally did not believe you.
No. I think being single is great. Being single now is great. My thing is, like, I don't want to be single when I'm, like, 45, you know?
Right. You won't be, because that's not what the universe has for you.
Right. I'm just saying, like, you need to... I don't believe that things just fall in your lap. Like, I think you need to, like, work for the things you want. So I need to, like, work now for the things that I want for the future.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Why does it have to be work, though, versus just,
not
like, living?
Not work, but, like, put in time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't just be like, ugh, I want to have this job, and then poof. Or, like, ugh, I want to have... Oh, except today, guys, did you know that today the portal opens, and it's the... most it's like the day for manifesting whatever you want to manifest. 11/11. So if you like want to manifest that dream job or that dream guy or that dream life, today is the day.
What's the portal to where?
The portal to the universe. Hi.
For those listening, we're on live stream right now.
Oh,
so
sorry.
If she says hi, it's talking to someone on live stream, which you should watch every Sunday when we record. Anyway, so attachment style number one is secure. It's securely attached adults tend to be more satisfied in their relationships. Children with a secure attachment see their parents as a secure base from which they can venture out and independently explore the world. A secure adult has similar relationship with their romantic partner, feeling secure and connected while allowing themselves and their partner to move freely. That's really interesting. I feel like everyone wants to be this one, but they're not.
Yeah, like, so for instance, Kudzi, say you're dating someone. If that person's like, I'm going out with my friends and chilling, are you cool with that? Or are you thinking, where was my invite? Why am I not invited to this? Why can't I hang out with you guys?
As friends?
He says, I'm going out with a friend.
That's fine.
Do you need to know the details?
How long have I been dating this person?
You're in a relationship, so you're
I should probably say who the friend is. Like, it's weird,
right?
Isn't it weird if you don't say who the friend is? If it's just like, I'm going out with a friend and you're actually in a relationship.
Yeah, but maybe they just don't want you to know who the friend is. How about if they say they're going out with an ex, but it doesn't mean anything? That it's just like
that's
they're in
weird.
Town and they're catching up. Would you have an issue with that? Why?
If I've met the ex before. Because some people say...
No, what do you mean? How would you meet the ex before? Of course you
like, if they're really friends, then they're friends. Then I know they're friends.
But how about if he doesn't live here? Like, so say he lived like in New York and then was popping into town, and it's like, oh yeah, my ex is popping into town, like was gonna grab drinks and catch up.
I think it's weird if I've never heard of this ex until this time.
How about if you've heard of this ex?
It's fine. Okay. But I'll have questions.
I would need all the details.
Said someone on the live stream. I mean, you know, what would you say to that?
I would want to know the details. I mean, if they don't give me the details, I'm going to go look for the details.
Go full FBI.
Like, where are you guys going tonight? And then I'd like go to the Instagram location. And
What are you looking for the Instagram location? Who tagged who?
I've literally done that before where I've like found photos and like videos of people at places.
You sound so creepy. You sound so creepy and weird.
Oh my god, I hate this episode.
So you're not a you're not secure attachment style.
Oh my god. But I
let them go out.
Okay, but I'll tell you something. I think secure attachment style also comes from that person giving you secure attachment style. You know what I mean? If they're being like if they're not responding to you and they're out with their friends or whatever, or say like you got into a fight. How about this? Say you got into a fight. And
is this real life thing?
I'm just saying hypothetically, okay. Say you got into a fight and you're not speaking for that day. Do you still want to know what's up?
You want everything. So you don't want to talk to them, but you want to know the details. Don't stalk them. Leave them alone. Like, it's so creepy.
Oh, that's not stalking them. Ew. Why would you say that?
It's so, like, let the people go where they need to go.
No, they can go where they need to go. I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Because you're realizing the truth. Okay, what's the next attachment style?
Anxious, preoccupied attachment. So unlike securely attached couples, people with an anxious attachment tend to be desperate to form a fantasy bond. Instead of feeling real love or trust toward their partner, they often feel emotional hunger. They're frequently looking to their partner to rescue or complete them. Although they're seeking a sense of safety and security by clinging to their partner, they take actions that push their partner away.
Is that you?
I don't think that's me. I definitely think that I fall into the trap of like fantasizing about relationships and like what they are or what they should be for me. But I don't think that I do it so in a way that pushes people away. It's like I have the things that I think will make me happy, and I hope to find someone that will compliment me in that sense. But I'm not gonna be like, ooh, I wanted this person to like have a magic carpet and take me on magic carpet rides. Like,
okay, Aladdin.
I'm realistic.
Okay, so this is really like interesting, because I think like anxious preoccupied people, like, it just makes everything worse. It says, even though anxiously attached individuals act desperate or insecure, more often than not, their behavior exacerbates their own fears. So when they feel unsure of their partner's feelings and unsafe in their relationship, they often become clingy, demanding, or possessive towards their partner. They may also interpret independent actions by their partner as affirmation of their fear. So like, if you're like, I'm just gonna go, you know, live my life, they think of it as like, oh my god, they're about to leave me, what's happening, he doesn't really love me, he's going to leave me. This is it. I was right not to trust him. I knew it from the jump. Yeah. I knew it from the jump. But okay. I'm definitely not that. I know people like that, though, who
like jump to conclusions whenever.
But you're a makeup narrative girl sometimes.
I think my makeup narratives are based on like facts. Okay. I don't just like think things. I don't know. What's the next one?
Dismissive avoidant.
Okay, so yeah, dismissive avoidant. I think this is more along like what I am. I think it really depends on what part in a relationship I'm at, which kind I am.
Right.
Because if I'm like really in it, at one point I'm just like, fine, like this doesn't work for you, fine, bye, like I don't need this. So let me tell you a little more about dismissive avoidant attachment, which is people with a dismissive avoidant attachment have the tendency to emotionally distance themselves from their partner. They may seek isolation and feel pseudo-independent, taking on the role of parenting themselves. They often come off as focused on themselves and may be overly attending to their creature comforts.
Pseudo-independent, is this the one?
Yes.
That's you.
I don't think I'm pseudo-independent. I think I'm real independent.
Okay.
Do you? No, I think so. I think, like, I don't know. I do think I take on this role of becoming a parent to myself, but also to others. Like, that's something I was thinking about recently in my relationships.
Does a man want another parent, though? Doesn't he just want a partner?
But, like, don't they want someone who is going to give them really good feedback and advice for living their best life?
No. Do they? What do the people want? Let us know. What do the people want? Do they want, like, I think people want people to care for them. I don't think they need another parent. It's like, just relax, you know?
It's more like, these are the things that could, like, help you live your best life. And, like, from experience, like, what I say is, like, from experience, there are things that I know that I can, like, teach someone, similar to a parent, that could make their life easier. So why not be that person who shares that information?
Are you open to being taught as well?
Yeah, I would love someone who has more experience than me.
So talking about the pseudo-independence, it says pseudo-independence is an illusion. It's a scam, boo-boo, as every human needs connection. Nevertheless, people with this dismissive avoidant attachment style tend to lead more inward lives, both denying the importance of loved ones and detaching easily from them. I think I'm this. This is who I am. Like, I try to act like I'm good, but, like, also I'm not, because you need connection. But if someone, like, comes at me weirdly, I'm, like, the quickest to be like,
right, I think
this.
I'm this. This is me.
Yeah, they have the ability to shut down emotionally.
Yeah, I do that. I shut down. Like, if someone does something that's so, like, rude and I can't believe they did this, it's like, click off, lights turned off.
They're often psychologically defended and have the ability to shut down emotionally. Even in heated or emotional situations, they're able to turn off their feelings and not react. Is it all just, like, as a way to defend yourself, like that one?
I think it's just protecting yourself. I think the reason why I'll shut down, like, emotionally is because I feel so attacked that there's no other response, because I can't believe this other person put me in this situation.
Okay, the drama. Why not just talk about
it? Kidding. Because I feel like, you know, it's like kind of like a computer. You know, when it gets, like, so hot, it just, like, shuts down.
Where it's just like, and bye.
Yeah, it's like, or you know when your phone is out in the heat and it gets so hot, it's like, can't operate, can't function. That's me in, like, that situation, because it's like, you're so, like, you feel the fire, you can't even, like, speak.
I've never been in that situation.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Maybe it's been some intense.
What's the next attachment style?
Fearful avoidant attachment. So a person with a fearful avoidant attachment lives in an ambivalent state in which they are afraid of being both too close or too distant from others. They attempt to keep their feelings at bay, but are unable to. They can't just avoid their anxiety or run away from their feelings. Instead, they're overwhelmed by their reactions and often experience emotional storms. They tend to be mixed up or unpredictable in their moods. They see their relationships from the working model that you need to go toward others to get your needs met, but if you get close to others, they will hurt you. In other words, the person they want to go to for safety is the same person they're threatened to be close to. As a result, they have no organized strategy for getting their needs met by others.
Oh my God, that's you.
Me. That's
oh, you're
me.
Fearful
that's
avoidant.
Me.
Okay. We thought
me.
You were pseudo independent this whole time.
I think I'm fearful avoidant.
Dramatic relationship highs and lows.
I don't like this episode. I'm
gonna
move.
No, but
over
I think there's
episode.
Something about knowing who you are, you know? I am dismissive avoidant, you're fearful avoidant. There's something about knowing who you are that's really important. How do you let your someone said, this is me. We feel you, girl, on the live stream. How do you let your partner know, like, your needs? Like, what, is, like, what
I
you want?
I straight up tell them.
Like, in a what way?
In a, for me to be successful, I need to feel supported.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that means everything. That mean? Just, like, emotional support.
Which shows up how in your
Which
life?
Which shows up, like, just being there.
Okay. Oh, this makes sense. Yeah. People just don't understand what you mean.
Okay. No, wait. Help me define this better.
No. What is being there? Like, physically being there for you, or like,
no.
Or like hearing you out when you're going through a tough time, or no. Words of affirmation in a tough time? Like, okay. If it's none of these, I don't know.
I think it's more like, if there are, like, I think it comes into play when there are other people involved. Like, if it's, like, a family thing and there are other people involved to, like, take my side and, like, be a part of, like, my thought process there. Does that make sense?
No, I don't even know what that
means.
So,
like, for instance, let's say when we're, like, fighting about an action someone did that's, like, not me or not that person. And it's, like, a third party who did an action, right? And I say, like, this is how I feel that action made me feel. And then the other person is like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But then when they're all together in the room, they're like, I don't know why you would feel that way. It's like suddenly, like, flip-flopping on how whose side they were on. Because they want to make everyone happy.
Oh no, those are the worst people.
Yeah.
Pick a side. Pick a lane.
Pick a side. I mean, pick the right side.
What, the Tiffany side?
We need to talk about the right side.
The right side is the true side. The truth will set you free. Okay? So, it's, you know, I'm just reading more on this. It says, the attachment style you developed as a child based on your relationship with a parent or early caretaker doesn't have to define your ways of relating to those you love in your adult life. If you come to know your attachment style, Tiffany, yours is fearful dependent. If you come to know it, you can uncover ways you are defending yourself from getting close and being emotionally connected and work towards forming an earned, secure attachment. Do you think you can change attachment styles easily?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you can change it, but I think it's going to take, like, a lot of work and a lot of time. I mean, do you think you can change your attachment style?
Yes, but yeah, a lot of work. I think step number one is just being aware. And I'm the kind of person, like, if I want to, like, switch it up, I'm pretty good at, like, catching myself in crazy things.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, when I say all this, like, dramatic stuff, I really am not. I feel like,
okay, ma'am, you are actually
I really am not.
You're actually one of the most dramatic people I know.
But I think it's more joke dramatic, like, actually,
which is fine.
I'm not, like, really dramatic. I just have my dramatic moments for more of, like, a theatrical effect.
Okay. Why are you living your life on a stage, you know?
Honestly, it feels like that a lot of times.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to do that. I don't know. I feel like if I'm not on the stage, no one will listen.
Oh my God, this is good. This is so deep. This is the good stuff.
Right? You know, like, I feel like if I'm in the crowd, my
that makes
voice
me
will
sad.
Get,
no.
We'll get shuffled.
Drowned out.
Yeah.
That so I need you're to giving us jazz stage. Hands every day? Don't you get tired?
I mean, this is why I'm tired. I give jazz hands every day and I'm, like, depleted at the end of the week because I'm putting on these Broadway performances
every day and night.
It's like
it's a full
nonstop.
Show.
Yeah,
ma'am, that's not okay. You'll wear yourself out. What's left after you've given everyone everything you have?
You know, but, like, in the moment, I don't even realize I'm doing it. Mm. So I just throw on these shows because I feel like I have.
This is so funny.
I have to keep it going because I don't want it to stop. I think that's another thing.
The show can stop.
I don't want to lose my starring role. I don't want the stand-in. What is it called?
Understudy?
I don't want the understudy taking my spot. Because
they can come in a little bit And then when you're ready to come back, just come back. That's what
understudies
are for. I don't
think that's how life works, though. I feel like you have to, like, live through it.
This is America. We love a comeback.
No, it's like, okay, I saw this girl. She posted from my college. Or, yeah, that I went to college to. And she said, you know, I'm 30 today, and I wasn't on the 30 under 30 list. And, like, I always thought I would be there. And, like, all this stuff about how she, like, literally did everything right and tried to get to that point and, you know, was part of a startup through acquisition and did all these things that, like, she thought would get her there. And then at the end of the day, she was so burnt out that she's just like, what am I doing this for anyway? And she ended up just, like, quitting and traveling the world.
That's the ending of that story? Okay. I think there's two things. One, if you don't make top 30 under 30, guess what? There's a 35 list. Top 35 under 35. There's top 40 under 40.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just make your own 60 under 60 at this point. Like, you know, pick a list and you'll be fine.
Pick a list. It's never that deep. Just, like, work it.
It's literally never that deep.
But who cares? Like, that's the thing. Like, why do we live in a society where people care so much about
their name appearing somewhere? I mean, it's cool to be on the list. Like, that's cool too. Oh my God, there's an echo. No. I feel like we fixed it. Oh my God, we're crying. I love that Tam Tam Vu's still here.
Thank you for being the only one that stayed throughout this entire journey.
It was our watch time. So back to, you know, stop putting on performances because you get tired and then people feel you when you're tired.
People feel me when I'm tired. Like right now I'm tired. I'm trying to like give energy. I'm trying to perform, but it's really hard.
So what type of attachment style would you like to date?
Secure, obviously.
I mean, can you check if they're compatibilities? Like what's, because if you're fearful, like, avoidant attachment style, or if mine is like, what's mine?
Okay. Yours was the
avoidant, dismissive avoidant attachment style. Like, what works with mine?
I think secure works with everything. Am I wrong? Let's see. Okay. You can challenge your defenses by choosing a partner with a secure attachment style and work on developing yourself in that relationship. Therapy can also be helpful for changing these attachment patterns. By becoming aware of your style, both you and your partner can challenge the insecurities and fears supported by your age-old working models and develop new styles of attachment for sustaining a satisfying, loving relationship. Basically, we all need to find ourselves a secure man. That's what this told me. Or go to therapy and, like, fix yourself and then find yourself a secure man. Either way, it's like,
is everyone supposed to be secure, though?
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Oh.
There's an echo because you guys are in the same room.
So for those that are listening, we are live streaming and trying out these new styles. So if you hear this ratchetry, apologies.
I thought we were good for a while, though.
I thought we were. I don't know what happened. Anyway, so.
So.
I don't think everyone needs to be the secure type. I mean, it's ideal.
I think you need to strive for being secure.
What about just being who you are? Tiffany can stay jazz handing,
okay.
And like
since one has being who you are ever worked out.
Tiffany, aren't you the queen of like be yourself, be your most authentic self, and like the true love will find you who appreciates you for you.
I think that, but I think also there is like a subtle art to. Because, okay, you know how I was telling you how that girl said that the guy who went out with me said I'm, like, Miss Independent and act like I don't need a guy? Well, she said, like, I need to play up a damsel in distress moment. What do you guys think? Do you think I need to be a damsel in distress?
For any males listening, do you like damsel in distress women?
People want to just feel like they can, like, take care of you.
Someone said, okay. Be yourself, but not too much of yourself.
So rude.
Be yourself,
clearly
not too much.
Clearly, that's worked out for him. But.
Do you guys like damsel in distress? I don't think they do. I mean, I don't know. Interesting.
I think people want to feel like they're needed. In general, it's like a human need, right? And I think I, like, as a girl, I want to feel like I'm needed.
So do you need superhero? Do you need hero?
Wait, Do I?
Do you want, to feel like you're needed?
People are saying on our live stream that it works, what, to play the damsel in distress.
Yeah, but like, if you're not, one day you're going to wake up not being a damsel in distress. He's going to be like, who's this chick? Or do you have to keep playing damsel? Or like, now are you just like saved now, so it's fine?
Someone said, I don't want the drama of someone in distress, right? Like, that's what I think. It's like, don't you want someone who has their life together and is thriving? Like, that's what I want. I don't want I don't want like a Mr. Damsel. I want someone who
is put
together and is ready to go. I don't want a fixer upper investment property. Do you know what I mean?
Girl, you're the one who likes a, you said you like a Nordstrom Rack guy.
Okay, but that's not something that like you have to fixer upper. That Nordstrom Rack kind of guy is a style. So that's like mid-century modern. That's like going and saying, I want like Spanish style, like home, you know, like it's very specific style versus the sewage or draining and this whole house is messed up and we have to shut it down and start from scratch. That's okay,
you went all the way down. It doesn't have to be that distressed, like Zam. But yeah, I think we should all strive to be secure. I need to, or just be aware of your own attachment style. With mine being dismissive avoidant, where I just like go like pseudo independent and just like get over people really quickly and then shut down myself from receiving true love, you know? I just need to be aware of that and catch myself in those moments. I don't think I'll ever be like full secure, which I want to be, but I feel like you kind of are who you are. There's because of lots of roots and causes to who you are as a person based right. on like your life. So that's me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you not put on a show? Are you just chill? Are you?
I think I used to be more showy.
Yeah.
The last couple of months, like 6 months of the past year, I think I've like definitely slowed down on show.
Okay.
And like started to just re-go back to myself.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of giving people jazz hands. Tired of like.
So when you go on your dates, do you ever like show that you're in a good place?
Oh yeah, I say it. Blessed and highly favored.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's their reaction to that?
I think people who are not, it really like catches them off guard and they don't like it's like very intense.
Right.
But people who are like love it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many different thoughts on how to do relationships, how to be yourself, all this stuff.
There's no different ways to be yourself. I think you be yourself.
No, there is different ways because, for instance, a person who said damsel in distress said, like, just play it up more. Like, even if you don't necessarily need someone's advice on something, ask for their advice on it because,
oh my God, boring. Oh, boring. I'm so bored.
No?
Like, no.
Or even if you know what you want to eat for dinner, just asking the other person, what would you like to eat?
That is the most weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's so strange.
Maybe I like got this whole thing wrong.
It's so weird.
Because I'm not, I do think that I have a lot of things together and I don't know why I have to pretend like I don't.
Yeah, so don't.
But apparently people don't like that.
I think some of the guys you're going for might not like that. I think you need to find a different kind of guy.
Does he even exist? I don't think he... Oh, wait, I can't say that. Today is like the number one manifesting day. And I just said that. Okay.
Take it back. 11-11. The portal is open to manifest, apparently. I don't know what the portal is,
This person exists.
You know what my new affirmation is before we wrap up? You guys, this one... Literally, I started it 2 days ago. And like, it's just the universe is really just giving me things that I just couldn't even imagine. So you say, but you have to feel it though. You can't like fake say it. You have to say, I am open to receive the blessings and abundance that the universe is offering me. I promise you, say that before you go out for the day. The things you will see coming your way, it'll take you out. It literally, I could fall to the floor and weep.
Yeah, my friend said to do this test where it's like, say, I'm going to see a butterfly today, or I'm going to see whatever obscure thing it is, and you'll see it.
So different to the one I said, but it's fine.
That was my interpretation of what you said. Was that not the same thing?
Talk about abundance, like true joy rising, you know?
Yes.
Like, the, yeah.
Yeah.
I love a butterfly too.
Also, changing your mindset. Like, you know how I said, like, oh, I was so tired because I did all those things yesterday. Another thing, like, oh, I'm so blessed because I went to this amazing wedding that was so fun. The people were so cute. And I'm like, oh, this is cute. And it was an outdoor moment in the inside. And there was a cheese plate. It's like all the things that I love. And then I met someone who wasn't necessarily the right fit, but was very, we had a very delightful conversation. And then I went to my friend's birthday party, which was so great, celebrating his birthday. And I'm one of those people with birthdays who thinks you have to show up because birthdays are sacred. So it was just fun being there and being around that energy. So I need to think, I have so much abundance and opportunity in my life.
There you go. Really, there you go. Who is she? We like her. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Let us know what your attachment style is. This was a really fun episode. It was kind of more off the cuff. If you like this kind of vibe, let us know. If you don't, let us know too. Then we just will evolve from there. And follow us on Twitter at Love and Limbo Land, Instagram at Love and Limbo Land. We'll be streaming every episode that we do going forward. We have a new website, loveandlimboland.com. Anything else to add?
No, just make sure to follow us on socials. We're going to be trying to do this live every week. And our episode comes out every Tuesday. So make sure if you are a fan to always check that Tuesday morning, iTunes, Spotify,
Google Play, Stitcher, everywhere,
Anchor,
just in all the places,
and get yourself in check because.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kudzi.
And you've been listening to Love in Limbo Land.
You can find us on Twitter at Love in Limbo Land.
And don't forget to go to Apple or Google Play Podcast to subscribe, rate, and review.
Until next time.
It's over, boo.
Don't let them play you.